Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the feast of John the Evangelist, and from New Zealand we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan. Sister Judith Ann lives in Dunedin and is a preacher and spiritual director. Her preaching is entitled, Close Friends of Jesus.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Mary Magdalene ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple whom Jesus loved. And she told them, They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we do not know where they put him. So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down, saw the burial cloth there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths, the cloth that had covered the head of Jesus, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed. This is the good news, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Look, we have just celebrated the greatest feast of love at Christmas. So it does seem a little strange to be reflecting in today's gospel on Christ's empty tomb. Well, that is until we pause to consider the whole of life. Whole of life being a journey of mystery, of encounter with each other, from womb to tomb. And what greater witnesses can we call on than Mary Magdalene and John the Evangelist as we ponder what it means to be a friend, to encounter the other with no agenda other than being together. In these two followers, friends of Jesus, we see two people who are not afraid to witness to their deep love of him. After all, Scripture tells us that these two, together with Mary, the mother of Jesus, were present at the foot of the cross as Jesus placed the care of his mother into the hands and heart of John. Woman, behold your son. Son, behold your mother. From that moment, the disciple made a place for her in his home. The opening antiphon for today's feast comes from John's first letter. And in his words, this is John who reclined on the Lord's breast at supper, the blessed apostle to whom celestial secrets were revealed. How special is that? Then we hear in the first reading again from John, what we have heard, what we have seen with our own eyes, we now proclaim to you. What we touched with our hands concerns the word of life made visible. We have seen it and testify to it. John's writings continually testify to the word becoming flesh and making his dwelling among us. During the Christmas season, as we ponder the mystery of the incarnation, Jesus becoming flesh and present with us in human form, it is wonderful to be presented with readings which emphasize the human body through touch, seeing, hearing. Now, Mary Magdalene and John the Evangelist, both tactile characters, seem to me to epitomize this gift of the body in their humanity, perhaps more than others. I just love the way today's gospel gives us a very human John. As soon as Mary Magdalene had told the disciples the tomb was empty, John, having named himself the one Jesus loved, runs with Simon Peter to the tomb to see for himself. And of course, he ran faster than Peter. Can't you just see it? John had the enthusiasm and possibly the energy to arrive first at the tomb. yet he waited, possibly out of respect for his elder. He waited for Peter to arrive and went in once Peter had entered. When John went in, he saw and he believed. Yes, as John himself said, he was the one loved by Jesus. Christ Jesus, you chose women and men to be your friends and to preach the good news of your love. During this Christmas season, when we focus on Emmanuel, God with us, open our eyes to see the beauty of friendship and our hearts to experience this great gift. Amen.